tests have shown that the best protection against fallout is an underground shelter covered by at least 3 feet of earth. A basement shelter also affords good protection by closing off windows, exterior entrances, and banking exposed walls. In homes without basements, first floor areas with the least exterior exposure, such as a bathroom, utility room, or hallway, should be selected. My own shelter costs $212. It's cheap insurance for the protection of my greatest treasure, my family.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this radio show. It is called Sex, Drugs, and Atomic Warfare. I'm about to play for you music created by multiple badasses of the 1930s through 50s. Coming up next is a song called Baby, You Hit Me Like an Atom Bomb by Faye Simmons.
You hit me, baby, like an atomic bomb. I surrender, honey, 'cause you have won. Your lips touched mine and my heart went numb. I need your kind of love, won't you give me some? Want to hug and kiss you and give you a squeeze. You make me radioactive all in my knees. You must be the angel that lights the stars. Or maybe your love will come down. I don't know, honey, where you come from, but you sure hit me like an atomic bomb. I'll take you in my arms and fly off in space. The way I love you, we'll start a super race. With your supersonic speed, we'll find a new world. You're my boy and I'm your girl. We'll live and love and have lots of fun, 'cause you hit me, baby, like an atomic bomb. I'll take you in my arms and fly off in space. The way I love you, we'll start a super race. With your supersonic speed, we'll find a new world. You're my boy and I'm your girl. We'll live and love and have lots of fun, 'cause you hit me, baby, like an atomic bomb.
Jimmy, right to his face. The boys may be hungry, don't you give them a taste. Don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a can of hash. Say, can't get it unless you got the cash. Can't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a loaf of bread. They say he can't get it. Bob Clemens said, I can't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. I asked Jimmy just to credit my one. Jimmy said, Philip, I don't credit no one. I don't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. This Ward Town, Blakely Street, Wesley Hotel, nothing to eat. Don't credit no stuff. Don't stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Jimmy went to Nashville, Tennessee. Left all the business with Arthur Lee. Take care of my stuff. Take care of my stuff. Didn't Jimmy told Arthur Lee, I'll take care of my stuff. Take care of Arthur Lee. Take care of my stuff. Take care of my stuff. Didn't Jimmy told Arthur, Arthur, take care of my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a count of hash. He said, can't get it unless you got the cash. Can't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. David Hardy killed a hoe, he made a mill. Can't much meat, but it's a little bit of help. Jimmy don't credit no stuff. Jimmy don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Don't you credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Take care of my stuff, Jimmy. Take care of my stuff. Take care of my stuff. Bob Clemens said, Jimmy, Jimmy, take care of my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a bottle of dope. Say, can't get it, cause I might go broke. Don't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff.
Get low. Oh, I get high.
man walked out. Now you know that ain't right. Well, he'd better watch out if I meet him tonight. I said, when I get low, oh, I get high. All this hard luck in this town has found me. Nobody knows how tough, nobody knows it around me. Oh, I'm all alone with no one to pet me. But old rocking chair ain't never gonna get me. Cause when I get low, oh, I get high.
Everybody, you just heard When I Get Low, I Get High by Chick Webb and his orchestra featuring Ella Fitzgerald. In case you don't know, Ella Fitzgerald was pretty naughty. Like, Ella Fitzgerald liked those drugs. Before that, you heard Rockin' Behind the Iron Curtain by Bobby Martin and The Clown. And before that, you heard Cedar Creek Chic, Don't Credit My Stuff. And now we will continue with Texas Tea Party by Benny Goodman and his orchestra featuring Gene Krupa and Jack Teagarden. You're listening to Yurt Radio. My show is called Sex, Drugs, and Atomic Warfare.
Thank you. about to beat the bum. Bop, bum, bum, beat him down. Yeah! Play for me, huh? Shake it, baby, it's all night long. Shake it, baby, it's all night long. Hey, shake it for me, yeah. Bip, bit, bip, bit, down. Bop, 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 beat him down. Bop, 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 beat him down. Yeah. Shake it, baby, it's all night long. Shake it, baby, it's all night long. Shake it, baby, it's all night long. Hey, shake it for me, shake it now. Yeah. Watching the ring, you kids gotta shake that thing, yeah, shake it all night long, yeah, take it from pulling out, yeah.
Stopping or going by, I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. They say stand still like a soldier until the threat is gone. And if they drop the atomic bomb, it's gonna fall down in the pond. But me, I'm gonna be moving, make room I wanna pass. I'm gonna show that old spaceship an awful lot of class. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. But a atomic submarine and a guyzo vessel too. If they can do 1,000 RPMs, then I can do that too. I'm gonna run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Oh, run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Right.
Wait for me, wait for me, wait for me, wait for me.
Run, run, run like a
run, oh run, run, run like a son of a gun. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm really going to run. Run, 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 run.
Run, wait for me, wait for me, man.
Hey, you guys, you're listening to Yurt Radio. I just tried to play a commercial for another radio show. It didn't work out, but you should always be tuned into this radio station. I'm sure all the other shows are great. You're listening to Sex, Drugs, and Atomic Warfare. My show is from 2:30 to 3:30, so you have me for another 25 minutes of awesome songs about sex, drugs, and the fear of atomic bombs. This last song that you heard was the Talbot Brothers of Bermuda. It was called Atomic Nightmare. I really love that song, like Running Will Do You Any Good in Case of Atomic Bomb. Before that was Shake It Baby by Blind Boy Fuller, who, I love his voice, you guys. And before that was Texas Tea Party. I already told you about that song, Betty Goodman and his orchestra, featuring Gene Krupa and Jack Teagarden. All right. To continue, this next song is Willie the Weeper by Frankie Halfpint Jackson.
Willie's occupation was a careless sweeper. He had a dreaming habit, he had a kind of bad. A little let me tell you about the dreams he had. Dreamed he bought a hound from a man that lives in Turkey. He told a gal to dance and all make it kind of jerky. The dad filled the water carpets off her floor. He said, "Boom, you done nothing, just do it once more." Hunt the North Pole, someone shouted, "Willie!" Turned around and saw a sight and not silly. Right before him in the zero breeze, a lunatic a standing in his BBD. He walked around and feet started to freeze. Mama said, "Kid, you better listen to reason." Says, "I want my coffee, I want it good and strong. I want to have business 18 inches long. Now, tell me, what would you do if you could have all your dreams come true? Why, that something tells me that you'd lock your door like Willie the Weaver and cry for more." Ow! Nothing on me now. Tell me, what would you do if you could have all your dreams come true? That something tells me that you'd lock your door like Willie the Weeper and cry for, "Please go away and let me sleep. Don't disturb my slumber deep. Something tells me that you'd lock your door. I feel it a weeper and cry for more, 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 more."
She's a red-headed atom bomb baby, a fortified blockbusting gal. When she aims at a target, it's just too bad, because her concentrated action drives a sane man mad. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. There's no if, no, or maybe. This atom bomb baby made a total wreck out of me. He's a jet-propelled atom bomb, baby. A supercharged uranium gal. Once he strikes her objective and turns on the juice, 10 will get you 50 if you ever get loose. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. There's no if, no, or maybe. This atom bomb baby made a total wreck out of me. A red-headed atom bomb, baby, a fortified blockbusting gal. When she aims at a target, it's just too bad, because her concentrated action drives a sane man mad. She's used her TNT tactics to bring a man down to her size. It would take a secret weapon or a Superman to harness her energy. So stay clear away from this red-headed A-bomb, 'cause she belongs to me.
Thinking about His Majesty the policeman, see? I figured that must be the draggiest job in the world. Think what a drag it is going out on a good day. You're feeling real good. You're riding along. Your squad car's all polished up. You know what I mean?
I gave you 10 20.
And you're feeling real mellow. Along comes some poor stud with a load of kids like a flower pots all over the place. Well, a little too fast, you know what I mean? You got to stop the cat. You got to bring him down and lay one on him. It's a pretty tough job. And then when you walk up to you, you don't know whether they're going to pull out a French 75 or what the hell is it? It's a drag, so I wrote a little thing called His Majesty the Policeman. He's a children friend at every bend, the policeman. And you can bet your life he's hip to Mac the knife. That's His Majesty the Policeman. You should never trip a policeman or try to hip or even tip a policeman. Get a ticket to the ball, and you can't fight City Hall. That's the Majesty, the policeman. Say, remember that nobility. They're here, they're everywhere. It's mobility. You can look near and far, but they'll pin you by radar. That's the Majesty, the policeman. Here they come, the man in blue. Hop it up. Up the sergeant's there, ribbity-bip the patrolman too, hop-a-da-bop the chief looks right, hop-a-da-bop the captain straight, ribbity-bip hip-hip-hooray, the royal crew, hop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop. You always try to swing with a policeman, and never ring-a-ding a policeman, and if you're really hip, you'll never make a slip against their majesties, the policeman.
Last night I was dreaming, dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomber went off and the high was caught. I was the only man on the ground. There was 13 women and only one man in town. 13 women and only one man in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only man in town is me. With 13 women and me, the only man around. I had two gals every morning, seeing that I was well fed. I'm believing you me, one sweet in my tea, while another one buttered my bread. Another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring, about 40 carats, I suppose. Well, 13 women and only one man in town. There was a 13 women and only one man in town. It was something I can't forget, because I think of those 13 women, yeah. Well, 13 women and only one man around.
The show is called Sex, Drugs, and Atomic Warfare. I'm Elle, your DJ. I'm about to break my rules a little bit and play you something from the 60s by Lord Buckley. It's his own version of the story Jonah and the Whale. If you don't know who Lord Buckley is, Lord Buckley was a very hip guy from the 50s and 60s, a little before, a little after. I don't know how old he is or was when he did this. And he took all sorts of historical documents and turned them into the hip lingo of the beat poets. And here you go. Here's Jonah and the Whale.
My lords and my ladies of the royal court, the religious fantasy of Jonah and the Whale. Now, the great lord was sitting in his rosy rocking chair one hallelujah morning, and he looked down and observed by a great body of water a little mortal about 5'2". And the lord dug the mortal. And he called for Gabe, and Gabe put down his horn and swung with the book. And the lord flipped the pages. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. And it was Jonah getting his kicks on the beach. He said, man, sure is crazy out here in this here beach. Man's got a lot of room to groove in the sunshine and down. Everything's a melody and fine. Now, when the great Lord has something he must have done upon the earth, he calls upon his favorite children to do it. So the great Lord put the sound on Jonah, says, I dig you, Jonah. I dig you, Jonah. I dig you, Jonah, because Jonah is the Lord's sweet boy. Jonah said, man, where is all that jazz music coming from anyway? Sound like 72 jazz bands jumping off here. Man, makes much jiggly mingle. He said, whoo, whoo. So I know them seagulls ain't wailing up no breeze like that. I said, the whoppoorwills and the canabas don't care. I got the craziest feeling all over my body. Ooh, feel like I'm going to stretch my wings and ooh, good morning, Lord. The Lord said, good morning, Jonah. He said, Jonah, I got a little favor. Jonah said, ain't that crazy? 96 million cat for the Lord to put his finger on and a sea like Jonah. Ain't that groovy? And the great Lord said, Jonah, I want you to cross the Red Sea and put the message on the Israelites. They're squaring up over there. And Jonah said, man, you don't mean this here big pool, do you, Lord? Boom. He said, man, look at them waves. Boom. He said, you must mean some little old Jonah-sized pool, don't you, Lord? The great Lord said, Jonah, put your nose into the wind and the message will come to you. And Jonah put his great nose into the north wind. It was not there. He put it in the east wind. It was not there. He put it in the west wind. It was not there. But when he put it in the hallelujah south wind, it was there. So he traveled for 22 days and 15 minutes and came to a great cathedral-like group of trees lifting their glorious arms up to heaven in supplication of the master. And down at the bottom of these giant sequoias, Jonah saw growing a strange green vine. And he said, just like Brigham Young, this is it. And he sat down beside it, and he observed of it, and he admired of it, and he plucked from it, and he rolled of it, and he selected of it, and he swung of it. And he said, why is that fool pool the Lord want me to dig? Look out, here come Jonah, and he ready, the day is long. Boom, cutting a gigantic bee right through the breast of the waves. And suddenly fatigue hit Jonah in the back of his soul, and he lay his great body back in the water, and he lulling in the waves, and Morpheus was goofing on his eyebrows, and sleep came to Jonah, and he slept for 12 hours and 15 seconds. When he woke, what did he see? I'll tell you what he saw. He saw the whale. And what did he say when he saw the whale? He said, get me from the sea immediately. And the whale said, oh, man, every time I stick my nose out of this pool, I sure see some crazy jazz. This is the bending end. I said, what you mean, the bending end, Mr. Whale? I said, look at that. He talked to you. What do you know about that? I said, of course I talk, Mr. Whale. He said, don't you dig the marine news? Ain't you hip to what's going down around these here waters? I said, wait a minute here. Take it easy now. He said, ain't no taking it easy, Mr. Whale. He said, it's a big pool. You groove your way, I'll groove mine, I'll swoop the scene and dig you later. Well, say, look at here, here's a little old bit of nothing to me and mouse, no place. He gonna hip me the king of the dip or the lick is. He says, I got the good mind to gobble you up.
John said, don't you do that, Mr. Whale, because if you do, I'm going to knock you in your most delicate gear. The whale say, that do it. And he swallowed Jonah. And here was Jonah, slipping and sliding from one side of this great sea mammal to the other, fear and terror in his heart. He couldn't go out the front end, and he tried to go out the back end. And all of a sudden, he fell down on these great, thick, blubbery rugs, and a piteous sound came from Jonah. He said, Lord! Lord! Can you dig me in this here fish? And the Lord said, I got you covered, Jonah. Joseph, man, the Lord sure got a crazy sense of humor. Say, maybe that's the reason I dig the cat so much. Tell me he's got me covered. The cat got me surrounded. And the great Lord said, Jonah, reach in your watertight pocket and take from there some of the cigarettes you got in the great tree, and courage will return to you. And Jonah did. And we see Jonah inside this giant whale, smoking his strange cigarette, watching the pistons, pong, driving and boom, pushing and the great valves, expanding and expanding. And finally the whale say,
Jonah.
And Jonah say, what is it, fish? Whale say, what is it, fish? Say, you got a new captain on this here mass mess now, Mr. Fish. He say, I'm outside no more. I'm inside now. Whale say, Jonah, what in the world is you smoking in there? I thought I was off to Fibbity Islands. Here I is 2 minutes for the Panama Canal. This jazz got to go. Jonah say, what do you care I'm smoking in here? I'm the captain of this mass mess. I done explained to you before. Say, Jonah, what are you doing stomping all over the engine room like that for, boy? Why don't you sit down someplace and cool yourself? You getting the ride for nothing. Jonah said, I'll stomp all over this here engine room as long as I want. Say, what is this wheel? I said, look out there, boy. You messing with Madonna wheel there, Jonah. Look out, man. Don't worry, messing with that equipment like that here. Jonah said, what is this here lever here? He said, look out, man. Jonah, boy, look out what you're doing. You got my full speed ahead lever. Jonah, look out for the rock on the right. The rock on the right, Jonah. Cool. He said, it ain't cool at all. We in this shallow water. Jonah said, that's all I want to know. And fa-bam, he hit the whale's big sneezing meter and whoosh, blew him out on the cool, groovy sands of serenity. Which only goes to prove, as Confucius said many, many years ago, which translated briefly means, if you get to it and you cannot do it, there you jolly well are, aren't you?
Grinder, you found that sweet love.
mama's gonna grind a while for you. Ying, 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 ying. Organ grinder, organ grinder, organ grinder, I will give you anything you choose. If you'll just cure my organ of those grinding blues.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Yurt Radio. My show is almost over. I'm going to play you three more songs. What you just heard was Organ Grinder Blues by Clarence Williams. I'm about to play for you Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller. And then you will listen to Satellite Number 2 by Carl Mann and Caught Us Doin' It by the Hokum Boys. All right.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15, but with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Thank you.
satellite number two.
Yeah!
Let's dance, 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 everybody. Let's dance, dance, dance. Let's satellite dance, dance, dance.
What the
dance, 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 dance. Well, let's dance to that satellite number two.
Discovering your anus before having sex with others. You know, you should run a bath and get naked, you know, go to the toilet, put some lube on a finger, work around the outer